Okay, I think it's a familiar topic which we do every year because
Yes,
of
because
the.
the last time also we had this topic, and I think every year this topic will come. What do you say?
I mean, we've been given such sort of a team that we have to, produce this topic every year, almost every year.
Okay, keep aside everything. You had been to the stadium yesterday.
I can't explain as to how I felt yesterday. It's like living in denial. Even while we're coming home, I was like, the result hasn't happened yet. Maybe we still have another chance, or maybe someone else loses somewhere else. Then I realize ours was the last group game. It's just that, sorry, man. We've been supporting this team. It's not like we're gonna stop supporting this team. We have to, because that's what fandom is. But when they
Yes.
play shit, it's hard to
It's
not.
been 16 years and
It's
you
hard
know.
not to fucking criticize them. Like, everyone knows it's a must-win game. It's not like nobody doesn't know. Dinesh Karthik knew. To an extent, Wayne Parnell also knew.
No, everyone knew.
That fucking Mahipal Lomra ruined my whole fucking season. He just hit 150 plus knock and then that's it.
Yeah, see, this RCB man, you can blame the management for this.
Yeah, we'll
They
come to the management
don't
later.
do proper scouting of players. Like, we don't have proper a scouts person. Would you call him?
Yeah. So there's this guy called
Mike Essen,
no,
yeah.
Mike Gesson is the head coach, but there's this guy called Manolan Rangarajan or some stupid asshole
So, yeah.
who's in charge of scouting. And he claims, and RCB shows that way that he captures the video and they go and look at Himachal Pradesh Ranji Trophy playing 11 for them to scout it for them to IPL and all that
Why
shit.
Ranji Trophy?
Because that is what they claim to do. They are scouting there, then taking a look at the players while they're playing to get them in the auction. But where's the fucking result? I still want to know. We got that Karan Sharma, Himanshu Sharma, Akashdeep, and all that fucking assholes who claim they give.
I think RCB's biggest achievement was to enter the finals.
Finals? Oh yeah,
Yeah, three
over.
times we entered the finals and three times they fucked us.
Yeah. No, let's not go about other seasons. Talking about this season, we had everything in our hands. What the fuck did we not have? In fact, I think we won just one out of four. That was still okay. It was still excusable. People were still getting into the groove and into the spirit of
One out
getting
of
back
four,
into
I
the
didn't get
IPL.
to.
Of the first four matches, we just had one win out of the first four matches RCB played.
No, that's okay,
Yeah,
but you had the whole season
yeah.
there.
Post that, we got a good run, and then
Yeah.
we after the win
We were
after.
back to the winning
Yeah,
ways.
even after the win after LSG, we were in a pivotal position in a driving
Yeah.
force for us to get to the playoffs. Then we lost
Lost
against
the four.
fucking DC.
Yeah, that was one, like, total ruthless match, you know?
They're in the
Because.
last position, everybody's out of form, and we haven't even heard of players who are playing in their
You know,
playing 11.
RCB's main goal is to get teams which are not in form.
And they didn't even qualify, Delhi. I think they're still in the last.
No,
Even though we
last but
gave them
one.
points.
Last but one,
Oh
but.
shit, yeah, great achievement.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. I don't get this team.
And they fucking lose in Chinnaswamy itself.
It
Their
is
home.
supposed to be our
Yeah.
home ground. Out of
Yeah.
seven matches, we just won three. Three out and we lost four. And
I'm happy I went to one of those winning
if you take a
matches.
look at the overall percentage of Chinnaswamy wins, it's just 47
Not even 50.
prior to this off season. Now it's reduced even more because we've lost four and we just won three. It is supposed to be our home ground. Where the fuck is our fortress? CSK has 72% at Chepauk. MI has more than 70% at Wankhede. We have 47% for fuck's sake. We pray not to play at
At
Chinnaswamy.
Chinnaswamy, yeah. You know, after we had, there was a long gap between the last Chinnaswamy match and the
Yeah.
previous one. So I think we got many wins there. That's why we survived in the fifth, sixth position. And final match, yeah.
I think the crucial point which we missed in the season was that win against Delhi Capitals. Because we knew we were going to lose against Mumbai the second leg at Wankhede. And.
No, but see, even the match against LSG, the bowling was shit. The first one.
Yeah.
And the match against
CSK.
CSK, yeah, the bowling was shit. So, one more thing I don't like about RCB is they give us hopes. Rajasthan 59 all out. So, we should think like, oh, our bowling is like so good. But Later, they fuck it up.
This is the exact dialogue I told my friend yesterday. It's not like they, you know, shoot us at a point blank range and, you know, allow us to
they
die at
us
one.
Suffer.
They
make
do
us suffer.
Halal. Yeah. They pierce in the, they stab
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah,
chik, 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 and go, just go through our heart. It's like, our red uniform bandi rathe, nam yedhe bagdi nam rakta kudde aur uniform ke color rakho tare. RCB fans ina rakta adu. RCB jersey color.
No, but this is total disappointment, man.
We have to fire the managing staff for sure. Just like how Sunrisers managing staff messed up their season this time. The SRH managing staff. We were on the same levels, but it's just that the first three, KGF carried us until
yeah.
the fifth place.
You know, only those three play.
Like, and
that's totally...
It was not until the last but one game in which they decided to get in that Bracewell guy.
Yeah.
We had the middle order collapse for more than 10 games out of 14.
No, where was Bracewell for like more than 10 games?
Exactly. We had the middle order collapse. Let's say even for 7 games, they gave them a chance. We
yeah.
are backing the Indian youngsters. Lomroor, all of that shit is fine. Anuj Rawat.
What was that Prabhu Desai doing?
Yeah.
Did he play even one game?
He got chances in
Shahbaz
4 games.
Shahbaz Ahmed. He's the one... Oh my god.
I understand.
He was just doing fielding there.
I understand the concept of backing Indian young players. But it's just that all the Indian young players who come for to join the RCB squad
yeah.
are shit. We have Rinku. We have Yashasvi Jaiswal. We have, yeah, underrated gems
and
like Jurel.
What's that? A guy in Punjab? Kings XI Punjab?
Arshdeep Singh?
Not Arshdeep.
Prop Simran?
No. Like, he's a keeper. Keeper batsman.
No idea, but I'm sure he was a hit for Punjab. And nobody is going to be a hit for RCB. We've had so many Indian youngsters over
yeah,
the years.
In RCB, what I've seen all these years is only star players shine here.
No, yeah, I understand that. But we still had one golden generation where we signed up players like Washington Sundar, Navdeep Saini,
yeah.
Siraj was also an underrated guy then.
Why did they let Chahal out?
We let Chahal go. All of these players represented
oh
India. We are playing for RCB and then
yes,
they got
yes.
selected. We were nurturing them for the future and these fucking management let them go.
Yeah.
At the crucial stage, we were going to reap us or yield us the rewards as to for us to, you know,
no,
making them.
If they get a player into the squad, they should give him time for at least 1 or 2 years. Just because he had one bad season,
and
you can't just.
And those guys are promising, but I'm sorry, Mahipal Lomroor is not promising.
Prabhu Desai is not promising.
Shahbaz Ahmed maybe one bad season, but still, this was a fucked up season. He had enough chances. And what about Dinesh Karthik, man?
Dinesh Karthik
last season
he, failure
last
time.
Season he had the greatest comeback in cricketing history. He went to commentary, he came back, he was the
no,
finisher.
He was selected into the Indian team too.
Yeah.
Now it's like
biggest letdown this season. I just don't know. Okay, one thing which I would like to propose to all the RCB fans is, can we do this, which is to not go to the stadiums, not pay for the tickets. And that is when the management will take a hit, RCB, franchise or the club will take a hit, there's no income. And then they will actually shit
no,
on their pants and think as
I
to
think,
how we can
I think
win games.
RCB's most of the income comes from NAGS itself, from the content he
and
does.
And what about this fucking content over cricket?
No, they were straightforward telling that ours is content first
yeah.
and cricket second.
We have been tolerating like... The only joy most of the RCB fans get, or we have been accustomed to, is okay, Faf ke orange cap bantu, ade namge olle achievement for the season.
That I guess now.
Where is the ambition for us to get to the top? There is no, and people are saying qualify playoffs godre saku, namak
saku. Top two is the place where we should.
This
be.
Is the loser's mentality to the core, and I'm sorry. This is the biggest disappointment of a club.
No, in the end, even we want that. Qualify Yadre Saku because...
we are such a shitty team.
yeah, that's what.
Never mind. Time to wrap up. We have ranted. I don't know how many... What importance this rant is going to have.
But still...
And please stop saying Isala Kapnamde and stop
yeah,
supporting
yeah.
them blindly even when they lose like shit. I'm
no,
sorry.
We have to retaliate now.
We have the right to criticism because we are the fucking fans who've been supporting them for the last 15 fucking years
yeah.
and not complained even once. And sorry, that 15, is the
16,
end.
I guess, no?